from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's bring on from the Rays flagship. He is their pre- and post-game host, Ronnie Night Train Lane on Yandy Diaz here. Ronnie, are you convinced the Rays make another trade and deal this guy in the next few hours?
I'm not convinced, but first of all, thanks, guys, for having me on. I'm not convinced, but with the way things have been going, I mean, since early July, they've traded 7 players. So they're definitely big-time sellers. I guess it just depends on what they're looking for, and they keep everything very close to the vest. The president of baseball operations, Eric Neander, a very shrewd guy, very sharp guy. They've been to the playoffs 5 straight years, and he said to us that the reason they're making these deals now, even though the team's only 2 games over 500, I think they're 3.5 or 4.5 out of the final wild card spot, but they're like 4 teams that got to climb over in the rugged American League to make the playoffs. So that really the chances are not great for them making the playoffs for 6 consecutive years. So what he is saying they're doing is restocking their farm system and wanting to keep the team from having droughts to where they don't make the playoffs, long droughts like a couple of years or every other year. They want to be able to consistently make the playoffs like they've done for the last 5 years.
Ronnie, I'll be honest, I don't really want the Pirates to trade for Yandy Diaz because I just assume that the old joke about great trade for the Rays, I love it, who did they trade and who did they get is going to apply here because these guys seem to win every trade that they execute. Can you shed any light on how they are so good at seemingly getting guys that make an impact for them and more so than other teams, certainly, when they acquire prospects?
Yes, we live this with the Chris Archer disaster.
I'm just going to lay it all out there. Chris Archer, I have like trade PTSD from the Chris Archer deal.
Well, I know the Pirates do. That was just an awful deal for the Pirates. And obviously it worked wonders for the Tampa Bay Rays. But here's the deal with these guys. Like I said, Neander is very shrewd, and he learned from the best, the guy who's the GM now, Andy Friedman, with the L.A. Dodgers. The Rays, you know, don't pay a whole lot of money for front office people. And when he had the opportunity to go to L.A. and make the big bucks, and you can't blame him, Andrew Friedman did that, and you see what he's doing with the Dodgers. But the Rays just like having a lot of young talent at their disposal. Now, the ownership has said, since they're getting a brand-new stadium in 3 years, 4 years, they want to be ready on opening day, April 2028. So in order to they want to be able to field a very solid team, and they've had some ups and downs with some players they signed to long-term deals, namely Juan DeFranco. That did not work out, and he was supposed to be a generational type player, the young man who was the shortstop.
You guys know the whole story. Yep. Ronnie Lane with us here from Tampa. He is their pre- and post-game host. So give us a scouting report on Diaz in 2024. If the Pirates were to make this deal, what would they be getting?
You would be getting an incredible hitter. The guy makes contact. like nobody's business. He's got a great eye at the plate. Doesn't run particularly fast, but the Rays have him in the leadoff spot because of his ability to get on base. A high on base percentage, as you guys were talking about before I came on, batting league champ last year, hit .330. Got off to a very slow start this year, but he has rebounded, and he's now got that average into the mid-260s. He's just a pure hitter. I don't know what else. He hits the ball harder than anybody I know, particularly on this team. He hits the ball harder. He makes a lot of good, solid contact. So you will be getting a player that's going to make a difference offensively on your club. And he's not bad defensively either. He can play several positions.
Can he play third?
Well, actually, he can play third and he can play first. They have him at first because they have, well, they don't have Esau Paredes at third anymore. They're all-star this year. He's gone. They traded him. But, yeah, Yandy can play both first and third adequately. And, of course, he can be a great DH for you, too. So, and he's super in the clubhouse.
Ronnie, question I have about him is the numbers. It seems almost like he's a pure platoon guy in some ways. Crushes lefties, but not very effective against righties, necessarily.
That was not the case last year. This year, like I said, he got off to a real slow start. As far as his salary goes, I don't know where the Pirates are. And this is the other thing. The Rays have the highest salary, you know, for their team overall salary that they've had since their existence in 1998. And I think they wanted to break that up a little bit more and get more solid footing on a group of youngsters that are going to be able to help them win consistently once they get into their new house. And the word is, once they develop players in the new house, they're going to, you know, instead of trading them off, they're going to keep them around. But Yandy, you'll be getting a hell of a player if you get Yandy.
All right, there you go. Ronnie Lane from Tampa, Rays pre- and post-game host on one of the big names that's left out there and still associated and attached to the Pirates. Thanks, Ronnie. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, fellas.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.